Good morning. Welcome to the Resolution Podcast. This is the story of one fat man's journey to become not so fat. This is your host, Eric Tuthill, and today is day number 24 of the resolution. Well, I try to record every weekday if I can. Yesterday, I was feeling a little pressured to get to work, so I jumped in straight into work, and I know I've talked about my struggle a little bit on that and bypassing my new habit changes. But also, as I've said before, it's all about finding a balance, what really makes sense in my life. This is obviously an important thing for me and something that I need to keep up with and make sure that I maintain properly. But at the same time, it's also something that can interfere with my normal day-to-day tasks. So it's all about finding the correct balance. How much is too much? And am I doing too much or am I doing too little? It's kind of trying to figure out the mean there. Obviously, I'm going to try to do this as much as I can because it really does keep me on track and it keeps me focused towards attaining my goals. And that's the most important thing in life. It's all about improvement and it's all about making yourself a better person day by day, at least in my opinion. So I was remembering the other day about how my father would take us to school in the morning. Now, my mother and father were separated when I was younger, probably. I mean, they fought on and off for quite a bit. But at one point, maybe it was 12 or 13, you know, they were separated, getting ready to get divorced. Maybe a little bit later on, say maybe like 14 or 15, they finally ended up getting divorced when I was around 15 or so. But my dad would come and pick us up every day. That's how he would kind of connect with his kids while they were separated on a daily basis, right? So he would pick up my brother and I in the morning. And in the morning, you know, my dad owned his own business and he was always trying to strive to do a little bit better for himself on a daily basis. And one of the things he would always say, I think he said it more for himself than he did for us, but it was something that was kind of drilled into me at a young age. And he would say, today is the first day of the rest of your life. It was a interesting concept, right? And I know it really hit home with him because he repeated it on an almost daily basis. But it was his way of getting prepared for the day. So sometimes I have to think about that and I have to think, yeah, today is the first day of the rest of my life. And what it really means is that your past doesn't affect your future. Sure, obviously you're the result of every day that has transpired in the past. But your future you is the result of every day that you're spending currently, right now, today. You are the cumulative result of actions that you take on a daily basis. So the question is today the day that you take action to become the person that you want to be in the future? What kind of actions does that look like? How do you make that person in the future manifest? So when I look at all my goals and I look at all the things that I want to do in life, what I see is consistent actions must be taken on a daily basis in order to affect real change. And they must be cumulative. That doesn't mean that we can't have bad days or good days. What it means is that we have to have more good days than bad. So how do we make that happen? How do we have more good days than we have bad days? That is to wake up every day and tell ourselves that today is the first day of the rest of our lives. So let's live it like it is. And let's live today like the good day that we need to have it to be. So I always find myself struggling with advice from fitness gurus, right? Because most of them have never been in the same position that I'm in. Most of them have not battled with a food addiction. They're skinny people who just with a few tweaks in their lives became a little bit healthier. And now they're trying to tell people who have different problems and different cumulative bad habits, if you will. I don't know if it's a different brain structure or what. So I think about it, and I tell my wife I don't have an off switch. And it's funny because, you know, I can sit down and I can devour a ridiculous amount of food, like ridiculous. I mean, it's not even trying to. It's more like, okay, well, there's food here. I'm going to eat it. And it tastes really, really good. And so compulsory. And so I'm compulsive with it. I really am. I have compulsive eating addiction. If you ever listened to Andy Frisella, the MF CEO, he talks about, because he actually went through this whole thing too. He was probably, I think, like 80 to 90 pounds overweight, and dropped a significant amount of weight. And he talked about how food addiction is crazy, because it's not like heroin addiction, and it's not like, you know, nicotine addiction or any other kind of addiction. I mean, you need a little bit of food every day to live, right? And it's not like if you had a heroin addiction, you need a little bit of heroin every day to live. You can have a clean break with heroin, but you can't have a clean break with food. You have to struggle every day to make sure that it doesn't go overboard. It's not something that's going to be always thrust in your face. I mean, you don't see heroin billboards everywhere, but hey, there's a McDonald's billboard right down the street, right? So it's a difficult task to undertake. And people who have not really struggled with their weight, and I mean, I'm not trying to say that, you know, some skinny people haven't struggled with the last 10 or 20 pounds. Obviously, it's all relative, right? But for extremely obese people like I am, it's completely different, or at least it feels like that to me. It feels like it's a completely different level of issue. Somebody who's 20 to 30 pounds overweight, who with a little bit of good action, a little bit of exercise in their lives, they can lose weight over time a lot quicker, and they'll be in a lot better shape and a lot faster. You know, for me, it's going to be a whole year just to lose 100 pounds. I know this from experience. And people have this mistaken notion that, hey, I can lose 60 pounds in 3 months. That's just, I mean, it's number one, if you end up going that route, and you can a little bit, you end up destroying your metabolism. And it's just not something that you can continue to maintain over a lifetime. So it's all about finding out what would work best for you over a lifetime and making that an integral part of your life. Going back to listening to advice from skinny people on how to lose weight drives me nuts. I'm sorry, guys. I know you're trying to help. But it's hard because you come from a different perspective, right? You never really had to battle with it. You know, for you, it wasn't that much more to become this healthier person. But for somebody that's like extremely obese, it's a huge time commitment, a huge effort. At least it feels that way. Maybe it's because I haven't been in your shoes as well. But I feel like it's hard to hear advice from somebody that just hasn't been there. That's why places like, you know, Lose It or Lose It is really good to kind of see where people who were really obese, how did they get there? How did they get back down to it? And especially people who have maintained it over a long period of time, how does that happen? Those are the people that we really need to be taking advice from and really need to be learning from. I mean, you can look at all the nutritional books in the world, but it's really hard to get down to the level of psychology and the level of real issues that are in the brains of somebody that's as obese as, say, I am, you know, 130 pounds overweight. How do you get to that point? Something's really not working, right, to push you in that kind of level. So it's identifying that and addressing it. And it's not just saying, hey, it's whatever you're doing is magnified. I mean, this is a different level of problem. Okay, so it's just hard to take advice from them. Not to say that their advice isn't relevant or isn't reasonable. But I've been told, you know, whenever I go on diets, you know, it's funny because I get told by some somewhat skinny people their method of losing their 10 or 15 pounds. Come on, man. we're not talking about 215 pounds here. We're talking about 130 pounds. Like, totally different, you know? I mean, you got over that, and then your body kind of transitioned a little bit, and that was much. That was pretty much it. You just needed one little tiny tweak. I need, like, a freaking whole-on repair job in order to fix this thing. Okay, so to the goals today. That's probably the best place to go after that. I weighed in 1.2 pounds heavier than I did yesterday, and it's not like I ate excess calories. I think I had like 300 calories over my goal calorie, which is still kind of on the heavy side. So no matter what happens, I should be losing weight as long as I'm not eating like 2,700, 2,800 calories a day. And I ate like 2,300. So it was a little bit on the heavy side. Tried to push a little bit more protein in my diet and just kind of hungry overall because of the exercise that I've been doing, like a lot of DOMS. And that is causing a little bit of a problem in terms of making my weight fluctuate. A lot of people, you know, DOMS is basically water. You have these, and I think I've mentioned this before, but you have these little micro tears in your muscle, and then water comes in and flows into your muscle, and it swells up that muscle a little bit in order to repair itself, right? And so that muscle swelling creates a little bit more water weight in you. So you might see this too when you have DOMS. Even if you're on a high calorie restricted diet, your body will retain more water. So in this case, I'm not too worried about the fact that I have gained a little bit of weight over the last day or so. I mean, my expectation was that I would probably hit like 351 today or something like that, so I would show a week over week gain, because this is usually one of my lowest days because I haven't cheated or anything like that and up to this point throughout the week, and it's usually the lowest day. So a part of it is, I think, you know, just retaining a little bit of extra water because of the DOMS and it's delayed onset muscle soreness, so a little bit of that. But you know, overall, I'm okay with it. I've been working with the calories. Also, I do have muscle memory, and that the muscle memory will rebound a little bit quicker, especially if I'm eating a high protein diet and working out heavily with resistant exercises. It usually ends up springing back pretty quickly. So at some point, you know, it ends up kind of plateauing me for quite a while as my body recomposes itself to a little bit more muscular, a little bit more musculature. But you got to be okay with that. It's all about making the right habits and the right things work on a daily basis for you, because over time it does affect it. Don't be discouraged by the change on the scale not being exactly what you expect. Now, if it works over a long period of time, you know, we have to take other measurements into effect too. So are you losing body fat percentage? A little harder to tell. You know, weight loss is the easy way to make sure that you're moving in the direction you want to. Fat loss and really kind of understanding how that works is a lot more difficult to attain in terms of a measurement, in terms of accounting function. Other goals for the day were to generate 2 appointments a day. I have a couple of people that I've interviewed that I need to follow up with, and hopefully we can make a couple sales on that today. And then, you know, I'm going to spend 10 hours today working on client work. So we're going to try to make that work every day. And that's pretty much it for the goals for today and all the stuff that I really kind of wanted to talk about. So I'd like to leave you with this. Remember that today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's live it like it is. Thanks.